Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Thank you for listening to Discussions. I'm Will Stenner. I've got on the phone with me Michael Tracy. Michael Tracy has been hitting it big on TikTok with his song, The Lost Years. It has a great opening one-liner, and it is making headway through the realm of TikTok. A lot of people are using that video, and it's just climbing and climbing more. And I want to welcome Michael Tracy to the table of discussions. Michael, what do you got to say?
How you doing, Will? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm doing good, man. Love your music.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been kind of interesting since coming over on TikTok, which I only did 4 months ago, I think. I think January 28th or so is when I started, and it's really been quite a experience. I mean, I've been doing this for about 10 years, and this is kind of one of those game changer apps for a lot of musicians, because it allows people, I mean, it just, the way it reaches out to potential fans for you through that algorithm and everything, it's really quite something. There hasn't been something like that. I never was involved when any of these other social media apps were in there, whenever their discovery mode. So it's been great over there, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, TikTok has really blew up my station, blown things up for me too. So it's done nothing but favors for me, you know.
Yeah, it just has this ability to reach your target audience, you know. I mean, everything before was live. I mean, you got to remember Spotify and things like this just kind of come into being, and it's kind of amazing because a lot of the stuff, you know, I do with the videos on TikTok and everything, I think to myself, well, I could have been doing this on the other social media a long time ago, just doing it, you know, they just wouldn't be in that, you know, even if it was in the different format of length. But, you know, and you feel like, well, what the hell, you know, why did it take this app to make you realize you can kind of make these little small music videos or do these small things or bring your storyline into people in a way, if you can capture it properly on video, and then let the algorithm do its job.
Right.
And find people, and you can reach so many more people who really are potentially people that are going to be like what you do and what you create. And then you can possibly gain doing anything live or anything like that. And so it's just a real, I've really leaned into it. I told myself I was going to give myself 30 days. I posted like 3 or 5 videos a day. And the more I was on it, the more I realized this was how much of a, you know, why it's the number one music discovery app right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's really helping out musicians. It kind of reminds me when MySpace came out and musicians found out they could upload their music to the social media platforms, and MySpace was a big deal back in the day. And
right.
TikTok now kind of reminds me of that, but it's a lot simpler and things are quick.
It's so that's the other thing. They make it so easy to make your videos, right? I mean,
right.
If you're going to make a bunch of them a day, just the other social media sites just do not have the effects and the mechanisms to make a really cool video right inside the app very efficiently and quickly.
No, it used to be you got to go to Adobe After Effects to do all this stuff and pay somebody $1,200 to $1,300 for a 15-second.
It's insane. It's insane. I was thinking about this the other day when I was just making a video for my for one of my songs, and was doing this kind of more music video format, and actually did it like 30 seconds or a minute or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but
yeah.
A little longer. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, here I am. If you would have told me 8 years ago that, hey, you're going to be basically shooting music videos with a phone in your hand by yourself, I would have said, what? But what's amazing is that if you get your creative juices flowing, the tool is in your hand. It's quite amazing, and you really can make little kind of, you know, at the end of the day, do what it's always been, whether it's been a long form music video or anything in the past for any artist, which is, you know, sell your song, be able to look at people and sell your song. And so you know, you just got to adjust to finding those hooks in your songs, right? You got to almost look at your song like a like in terms of almost like music licensing. If you wagged your song licensing on a movie or what have you, or a commercial, it probably or most likely just be some small clip of the song that didn't encompass the whole storyline of the song. And so to me, I mean, I see a lot of artists complain that, oh, you know, I got to put, you know, 15 seconds or 7 seconds of my song or what have you on TikTok. And I just feel like that's, I don't see where what the problem is. I think it's great. I think it's efficient. I think that it's the job. It's at the end of the day, it's your job as the artist to sell that song. And all you have to do now is adjust to kind of this quicker format. And if you just look at your song as just find a hook, and, you know, if you got a catalog songs, find those hooks, find those things that, and sometimes I'm surprised I'll post something and not have done it for any reason or thinking people were, and then they grab onto it, start making a few videos on some hook from that I put up. And then I realize, oh, people like this. Oh, I see where, you know, this kind of group likes the song and why they like those lines and, you know, this kind of thing. And you just got to look at it like that, and whatever brings them, pulls them in, and then brings them into a space to where, you know, they go over to your Spotify, they go to your Apple, or most of my people are Apple and Amazon, a little older crowd. But I mean, it's, you know, that's what you're trying to do. And I don't see how it's any different than anything in the past.
That's
except
right.
For you just got to get efficient at this medium that we're all doing it in. Yeah. And on the other hand, what's great is, you know, it's free. I'm not spending thousands of dollars to make a music video. Why?
You don't need to anymore.
And you don't need to.
And we'll be back with a little more.
Coming soon is a collection of micro stories. Some fictional and some not so fictional. Events of an ordinary life. Written by the master of micro stories, Frank Conrad Musumeci. Each story will leave you in suspense and wondering, did this really happen? Or is this made up? Leaving you at the edge of your seat will be an understatement. Because once you start reading Events of an Ordinary Life, you will be floored.
We are back with Michael Tracy. We're talking about how TikTok has just really got musicians music going. Michael Tracy has a great song out there called The Lost Year, and it's just the hook, the beginning of the song just grabs people, and it is amazing. So, and one thing I noticed too is that you use that app with the purple filter, and it just, it really encompasses the song, and it just fits right in.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because you kind of have to have two things to come together where it kind of attracts people into it, right? You got to have, obviously, the hook of some hook of the music or the song, and then you kind of have to have that come into place with the right look that, or give people an idea what to do almost, right? And then they think it's cool. And so I just happened to start looking up the purple effects and found that purple grass one. And once I did that, I mean, I see people now use that filter with even without my song, you know. People that are following use that filter because it's so cool looking. So it just kind of it emphasized the line Purple Haze, obviously, but it kind of gave that idea of those things going together. And it kind of works when you have those come together like that.
Oh, yeah, it works well.
And it's still got a long ways to go. It ain't like it's gone viral or anything. I think we're like 350 videos or something like that. But I'm going to tell you what. I would have thought I would have just been doing three or four myself. So,
yeah, you never know. Sometimes the videos will start slowing down, and then a month or two down the road, an old video that you have all of a sudden starts getting traction. And you're like, wait a minute, this is a month old, and it starts coming around again. So, you know, it's just amazing the way it works out, and the reach is amazing.
Yeah. The reach is amazing, and you got to keep, even, you were kind of talking about this offline, even if you realize you kind of have a hook and people are liking it, and if, I mean, I'm, you know, I guess probably 10 to 15 videos of that are being made a day, roughly, So that's something, you know, and so you now you got to lean into it and just keep pushing it yourself, even though you're sick of yourself, you're kind of sick of making these videos yourself. if it works, that's the job, right?
That's the job.
You lean into it. And what's great about this app is it really isn't just playing to the same people. It's always reaching new people. So you really aren't annoying your followers. And honestly, the ones who are your true followers and fans, they know what you're doing. And so even if they've seen this thing come across 10 different times, the song, 10 different videos you've made, they tend to like it or comment. They know what you're doing. They know why you're trying to do it, and they want to be supportive. And so it does. You got to kind of just lean into those things if all of a sudden you find something working.
And people are very supportive. It's very, very rare that you run into a few trolls here and there. Like I've had a few come at me about copyrights, you know, like what I'm doing.
I saw that whole thing.
It's my pet. That's my pet peeve, because everything I do is it's expensive to run this, and
it is the most annoying thing to be in the world when someone says to me something about, well, I don't want to put my music up because of copyrights. Aren't you worried about anytime they say anything? I think to myself, you really don't know anything about, you know, the song is it was copyrighted the moment you wrote it. Period. And in this day and age, once it's because everything's time stamped, whether it's on your phone or you've made a demo or you posted it on TikTok or whatever you did, all of this is now digitally saved. So, you know, you're very well protected, actually.
Yeah, you're very well protected. And I had some guy coming at me saying saying BMI and ASCAP's, they're going to come after me for whatever. And it's like, I've already had a chit chat with these people, you know. I'm already like paying my dues with Sound Exchange. I'm an internet radio station. I don't have to. Have to answer to FM laws or bylaws. I'm not an FM station, you know. I have to answer to internet radio laws and bylaws. So, you know, but it is what it is. There's just some people out there. They're copyright Nazis, and you know they.
It's baffling to me because it's really not that complex. It's copyright. At this point, it's copyright. Now, if you want to go bring yourself more protection, because in case someone did steal it, and you just want, you know, you want to send in your copyright to the government and file that and all that, I recommend doing that. Great, wonderful. But if you haven't done that yet, I mean, no one's stealing your stuff. And now, if you're just having some outside source like yourself go through the process of filing the copyrights, well, that's just a service. I mean, that's. I don't understand why there was so much confusion about that.
Yeah. It's your copyright, and then if you want to protect it through the U.S. government, that's how it is.
Yeah.
That being said, we're gonna come back to Michael Tracy. Man, that was a fast 5 minutes right there. That went by fast. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna discuss more on TikTok music, and let's get a little more into Michael Tracy's career when we come back.
Discover You Radio is making history by playing the best independent artists of TikTok.
Playing the hits of all genres and all generations.
Right here on Discover You Radio.
Attention Boulder County, Denver County, Jefferson County, and surrounding areas. Hefe's Mobile RV Service is ready and prepared to get your RV back into top running condition. We will diagnose and repair your RV appliances. Let us install or repair your solar, including inverters, converters, and batteries. Need an awning repaired or replaced? No problem. Call 970-556-4348 to schedule an appointment. Need your wheel bearings repacked or brakes adjusted? We can take care of them. We also perform roof resealing and maintenance at affordable prices. Light insurance repairs and extended warranty repairs are welcome. Call 970-556-4348. That's 970-556-4348. Or visit HefesMobileRVService.com and schedule your appointment as soon as possible. Hefes Mobile RV Service. We're with you every step of the way.
Are back with Michael Tracy, and we have been discussing TikTok and algorithms and everything else. But one thing is, Michael has been at this 10 years plus and doing a lot of live shows, hard working musician, knows the ins and outs. And if you just want to touch on your career and throw some plugs in there where we can find your stuff, and any big points that you have, any big shows that you've gotten or anything like that can really boost you up. you know, let's lay it out on the table.
You want me to throw my resume out there?
I want to hear some ego. This is an ego moment. This is time for ego.
Right. Well, first of all, people can find several albums I have out there on all wherever they stream their stuff. If they're interested in CDs and things like that, they can go to my website, and that's michael-tracy.com. I think my very first gig that wasn't an open mic type of situation was in February of 2012, January maybe of 2012, in a blues bar on a Thursday night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Before that, I had spent a year just doing open mics and open jams. And kind of, like I said, I kind of got into this late, even though I had played guitar since I was young and always kind of was into writing and things like this. I got married young, a kid young, and so kind of had a different life. But then that makes a lot to write about, I guess.
Yeah.
And got started a little later. But I just went through all I knew when I got into it, you know, it's like anything. Everything's a craft. You got to learn the business, learn what you're doing, and go up the food chain, you know, go up the steps. So I went a year where I was open micing, open jamming, things like that, 2-3 nights a week. I'd drive into Charlotte and go out, and then kind of formed some guys together and started, you know, making some songs and stuff like that. And I guess it was around, it took a couple of years. You know, I started making a little name for myself in the kind of the clubs downtown and that singer-songwriter community and things, the blues community, you know, those kind of different things you kind of get into. But then won some awards and stuff, but then got a band and started, you know, just this started playing all the bars and every, you know, like everybody else and doing everything. And then I just got lucky and started getting offered some opening gigs from a lot of names. So, I think my first big one is I opened up for George Thurgood and the Destroyers at the Fillmore here in Charlotte, and then I started getting offered to get opened up for quite a few bands. So
that's good.
I can't even count it now, but yeah, I mean, I've got everything from the Bon Jovi shows and the big stadium, and done the outside arenas here with Jackal and Poison and Foghat, and I did a show with Foreigner and Styx, and so, you know, just got a lot of opportunities. The Live Nation people like me as someone to come in when they needed something with these bands and on these sets. So got a lot of experience from that. And then I just kept writing and recording and making records and trying to find out who I was as an artist. And kind of came to a place with good production and some good songs, and the place where I was like where things were heading with my last record, Still Got Soul. And then COVID hit. And then it's kind of changed the world a little bit. And since this is what I do, I just booked a lot of stuff and traveled a lot of stuff, played everywhere, mostly acoustic because no one was hiring bands, and you know, was still trying to do over 100 shows during those COVID years. So and now it's coming out of it, and now it's kind of a restart of everything. I got all these songs, I'm jumping on TikTok, growing a little bit of an audience there, and just keep moving. I got lots of songs to record when it's time and ready to release them. So, just keep plugging forward and do what I do.
Full-time job, full-time career.
Yeah, man.
That's it. You know what you're doing. You're doing it right.
Well, we'll find out. Why we do another interview a year from now? We'll find out. We'll find out. If I'm not like, man, I was as stupid as Lost Morgan.
That's if I'm still running too. If I'm still operating. This is like my third radio. I've owned different radio shows. This is like my third radio name that I've had, and you know, just
well, like, I'm glad to come on. Like I said, I mean, it was TikTok. I kind of saw you, and I always kind of liked your attitude and your vibe towards the artists, and so anything to help you. And to come on, I'm thrilled. I'll talk to anybody, big or small, usually, because if they want to talk about this kind of stuff and let me jabber my mouth off, well, then I'll pick up a phone. You know, I'll get on a phone.
I have a passion for the music community. I've been part of it for a long time, and I'm in and out of it. I go, you know, sometimes I roll deep into it, and sometimes I go into hiatus. And I've got a lot of great stories and had a lot of great times in this industry, and. I have a big passion for it. So,
right. It is a. I mean, you know, if you're a songwriter, it's not a. you know, it is when the COVID hit, I remember, you know, there was a lot of bands that broke up and a lot of people just kind of didn't keep going. And I remember people would ask me, are you going to be able to survive through this COVID? And I thought, well, what do you mean? Of course. I mean, this is what I do. That'd be telling me, like, I can't, you know, I don't breathe. Yeah. You know, this is what I do. I write songs. I write songs and I perform them. And I try to touch people. That is what I do. This is what I eat and breathe and think of from morning to night. I don't know what else. You know, there is no COVID or anything that stops me from doing that. Now, it makes make your business side of it a tougher, you know, and things obviously go on. But as far as, like, what do you mean? How can it knock me out? This is what I do.
Right. Go look up Michael Tracy, songwriter Michael Tracy. And when you hear the hello, you, how you been? You'll know you're on the right page.
And that's my only account. They keep making these fake accounts. I only have one account. No backups, no nothing. So that's it.
That is good. Hey, well, Michael, right. It's been a privilege. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast. You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday at discoveruradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.